Okay, so today I know that we're talking about inviting your not so over your ex to like your wedding places. They're like very, you know, sentimental, like even still to your family house, you know, and sometimes a business meeting, depends on, you know, the type of relationship you guys have. So what's your like take on this, and why do you think men do it a lot more than women? Coconut head is like, I do not support that.
Yeah, because you guys are just better at hiding that shit than us.
Yeah.
This just sounds to me like, you know that situation where they say that you shouldn't be close to your ex, that there's no reason for you guys to have a close relationship. This sounds to me like situations where men try to justify it.
Okay.
Here's what I mean. I have seen a lot of men continue to maintain business relationships with their exes, close business relationships. I have seen them maintain friendships to the point where those women even become part of their groomsmen. I have seen them
to groomsmen. That's cute.
I have seen them maintain friendships where those exes are even still close to the guy's parents.
Yeah,
and the current girlfriend has to be cool with it because that's just how it is.
Because she turned family.
Yeah, she's my ex, but now she's family.
After you have finished seeing your nakedness,
and then you know, and then when you complain about stuff like that, they're like, you're nagging. Like, why would you be complaining that my ex is my friend? Like, am I sleeping with her? You know, things like that.
Until then, we have a fight, and then you're like so emotional, and then you're like, oh my god, I can't believe it. Oh, next thing, I'm like chicken it, and I'm like.
Because it's impossible for you to say that you've totally taken away all the feelings you once had for this person. There's a reason why exes try to give each other a
distance. Yes, it's very
because
important.
I mean, those feelings would definitely come up.
Today I'm even talking about that not so over you ex, that you refuse to accept the fact that you're not really over this person.
The coconut head just said not necessary. See, it's hidden somewhere. And with the right touch, it will become massive.
Because you once had it now.
Because you once had it, it was there. It's not just it. Okay, coconut head,
what's your opinion?
That it is called memories. Memories that you've had, intimate places that you've shared things with. And I'm not even talking about sex.
And why the intimacy is there, you remember the breakfast.
Two! Yep.
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
And the breakfast is diluted every motherfucking. then you remember they left you for Yahoo Boy.
Exactly.
Maybe your sales boyfriend. About every emotional feeling
can
will
you
die
see
by
the way,
fire.
Can you see he's talking? He does not know that he's being emotional. Coconut head does not know he's being emotional at this point. Because even if she comes inside and says, hi, coconut head, how are you doing today? He now remembers the way she used to say hi that time. And the way she used to say, oh baby, hi. And it has changed his whole perspective for like 2 minutes. So he's already entertaining the thoughts. Was he really worth it? But there again, you come back and you say, thank God I have somebody I love. But she can still be my friend. What is there? That is where the old thing comes from.
One of those ones that maintain friendships with their exes and then talk to their exes about their current relationships.
That's
plain stupid.
I'll tell you the truth. Like, some of us have been in that situation. I have been in that situation before where my ex was, you know, telling me about. But what they don't know is you're setting yourself up for failure because you are giving that your so-called ex a chance to see that maybe we could try again because she or he started to see their errors, you know, those conversations about this and a relationship. I think okay, maybe this is where I should come in. And the truth of the matter is, somehow you guys will find yourself back together.
Yep. But you know you that know? But you know that that's not the only way to it happens. Mm. I know they are going to argue and say, I'm not telling her anything about my family.
Mm.
You understand? We are just friends. I don't need to tell her anything about not my relationship, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, your ex is realizing that, oh, since we are just friends, I know you can always call me, we can just
mm-hmm.
one way or the other, time is creeping out of all these things. Like when your babe now calls you and like, I'm sorry, I mean, because you don't want to tell her that you are with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
You just say, sorry, I'm in a meeting. The ex has already counted that and say, mm-hmm. oh, he lies to her.
Yeah.
You understand? True. So
this is deeper than
true.
That. He lies to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he say, I'm as little as I'm about leaving and you are still sitting down, you've not carried your bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all those mm-hmm. things now makes that ex jump into conclusion and say, after all, there's no respect, there's no boundary. Yeah,
so let me just take mine. Okay, so I have a question, right? Ladies, but Aisha, let me just focus this. You're sleeping with probably your fiance, right? Or your boyfriend or whatever. And when I mean sleeping with, I don't mean sex. I mean you guys are like sleeping at night, yes. Mm-hmm. And then his phone rings and it is this not so over ex that called in crying, you know, some relationship issues, blah 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 blah. How would you feel?
Wait first. So is it the ex that is not so over him or he is not so
well
over the ex?
I don't know, both of them in a way. Because sometimes when you guys probably have a fight, he probably be like, men sometimes refer back to that when they're so upset thing. If you like people like deny it, I don't care. Whereby you compare the past relationship to the other relationship, some of them do. So
you guys do it too, though.
Well, some of us still do, right? Wait, I don't mean me. Wait, not me. God, English. I'm saying like people. So I'm saying if it's not so over you, ex calls him in the middle of the night, crying, you know, and whatever. They had a conversation, then he probably steps out a little.
And
because he might probably feel like, okay, this is like the ex private moment, he's crying, he doesn't probably want you to hear all that. How would you feel? Or what would be your, like, just tell me, how would you? So many questions.
So I wouldn't lie, I would definitely feel jealous. Mm-hmm. I would feel like, in my head, I would think that this is definitely a...
More than that.
Yeah, I feel like this is a swooping moment. This is a moment where something else can come up, you know. And I'm not within the vicinity, so I cannot hear his end of the conversation. I can't... There's no way I can know what she's even saying.
Okay, how about if you can hear the end of the conversation?
Still, they still have a connection. They still have a close connection. Mm. That she feels comfortable enough to call him
in the
middle of the night, cry and talk about her current relationship. What kind of connection are you maintaining with somebody's fiance that you were once sleeping with?
Wow.
Hey somebody shoot,
you know, let's think about it. It is actually very unfair to do that. No matter how, even you guys, let's say you guys were friends before you guys, you know, started dating each other, we get that there was that closeness, but you have to respect the fact that that person is now with somebody else. You have to think about yourself, think about it, like, if I was in this person's shoes, how would I react if this happened to me? It's not about you wanting to call your friend. It's not just about that. Like, you need to think about other people. This world is not only you. You understand? I want to cry on my friend's shoulder right now because it's happening to me right fucking now. But should I be doing that? His partner is sleeping beside.
You know, okay, can I ask one more? Can I ask one more question? Right. Let's forget her crying over the phone. Imagine she calls crying. Maybe her current boyfriend just probably beat her up, and you know, and he has to go be like the Superman at that point, and he picks up his clothes in the middle of the night and he's like, oh, it tells him what exactly is happening, and then he goes. How would you feel?
First things first, there is no situation in which a woman being beaten up is okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that already trumps however
the human part. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that already trumps however I'm feeling about their connection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Go right for him now and help her. Yeah. That is my own concern. When you get there, you've helped her, you can now call me and I'll say, okay, babe, this is what is going on. If you need to chill with her because she's shaking, I don't mind.
Mm, until...
Because she was... Look, okay, I know anything
wait, else can until you find out... until you find out that it is a tactic.
I wish the audience could see the hand motion.
Just see what she did.
But you find out that she just did that to probably get his attention and then
if she did that if she did that to get his attention, if he wanted to fuck her in the first place,
he's gonna fuck her.
He will do it. Do you understand? Hey. If you didn't, that's my own word. I'm sorry.
Well, so I don't understand. That analysis.
Okay, let me tell you what I feel. Am I
supposed to say no? Please don't go and help somebody that they just beat up.
Let me tell you what I feel. The human part of me would definitely want him to go there and rescue her, but we're going together.
Okay, of course.
Number one.
Yeah.
We are going together.
Well, so yeah, so that actually makes
just
sense. That
in actually case, sense. God forbid anything happens.
True.
I will consider myself a witness to the. You know,
that's actually true.
That's
also
the thing.
You used to keep an eye on your man.
If you now, if the guy now goes, baby, no, I don't want us to drive in the middle of the night. You don't worry, you stay back. Let me just this
is what is expected of
us. Why you risk your safety?
Oh, but you can risk your own safety.
As a man, I will get it sorted. So why do you have to come and risk? Risk yourself in the car in an unsafe area.
I would never intentionally put my woman
never
in harm's way in a way that there's a potential risk.
Sarah's okay. Okay, so wait, you guys should make me understand.
It won't be going in the night. I know it's risky.
But you can go to the club in the night.
See, I fully agree with her. You know that what I was saying that I should go. We're supposed to get
out. I weigh the pros and cons.
What pros and cons?
It's the same
that you want to go there and sleep with her because at that point she's emotional, yes? At that point she's emotional.
People are not over each other.
Yes. And then no. Let me play for you. And I'm going, oh my god, what happened? He just beat me. Oh, you the hug. And then next day, listen, they start telling life story of what the guy keep doing to her. Next thing,
you'll be saying, you deserve better.
You
and I should not look at him. You were better.
Next thing,
you know this, as a girl. Just saying, as a girl, if my friend, for example, if Dami calls me one day and I'm on the mainland, she's on the island, and she says, I am dying, something is happening to me, and it's 2 a.m. in the night, the first thing I will do is to find somebody that is around the area.
Thank
you.
That's actually true.
I say, can you please help me go to this person's house?
Mm-hmm.
Please, I'm begging you. I know this is very late. I will come and meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please go to this person's house and check what is wrong with this person?
Not actually.
If the person says, no, I'm not really sure, I will know that social media is not sleeping.
Yeah.
I'll go on social media and say, so and so is happening. I want to leave my house right now, but I can't find boats. Can someone in the area, if you're outside, please just go.
Mm.
Or I even book a boat
mm-hmm.
to your house
mm-hmm.
from the island. I can put Lucky Face on
mm-hmm.
to this place,
the mainland,
to the mainland. No, not to the mainland. Lucky Face on to the house here. I will tell them at the gate. I'll tell the boat attendant that someone is dying in an estate.
Mm.
You will create some form of
alarm.
You understand? Like, before you start rushing and you wear boxers alone and enter.
Why boxers alone?
Well, why making sure that there is a stack of condoms
exactly
in the pocket?
The pocket of the boxers.
Yeah, just in case. Just to protect yourself.
People don't trust men. I don't like it.
I take that very personally. I was listening to her. She's analyzing the situation.
I know that men are not trustworthy.
Yeah. But, I mean, let's try to trust
them. I mean, we trust them. That's why we assume they have a protection. You want us to go in raw?
Ladies,
wow. I'm just saying.
What is true? I mean, if you're going to cheat on your
wife, may I introduce AY by her full title?
Well, it's not okay to cheat.
Chef AY Agba Cook.
Okay, so now let me ask you guys, you ladies, the question, right? Now, oh, guys, the question. Now, your babes, not so over ex, you know, comes in by offering her, listen, a job that offers her a job that entails her traveling with him a lot. But listen, you as a man, you are broke. You guys are broke as fuck. And this could be a life-changing experience for both of you.
Nearly all men in Lagos are black.
So what it is this. I'm just advocate of waiting man good job. Waiting a good job or no I go provide a many with you on a daily basis. That's my motto and it will work.
So but if this is how Lua is providing for you.
Yes. That same Bible still say, it will never tempt you more than what you can. And I'm a strong advocate for that shit. And I believe it. So if he pass me, no be temptation.
Okay, what about not the not so like the ex that she's totally over?
Auntie
comes and offers a life changing.
2 seconds ago, you guys were telling me I wanted to fuck.
Now you're
2 seconds ago. Now you're good. See, it's different. This was a one-off, a distress call. This one.
Now they go conference every month.
We have it, Papa Dupa.
You say no,
and she's going to take you out.
So what is this? What is this? I will tell you my mind, and I will also let you know that I understand green financial this thing, remuneration, gratification is there, which is a great deal, and I wish the best for you. But my own mental health too is something I regard. So I don't want to be in the room sleeping, and that's why village people will be strong enough to not put dreams where they are hanging my madam's leg on the
window. I'm very sorry.
I'll graciously let you go. Go and flourish. I'm sure I'm not doing again. So let me protect my mental health.
Coconut head.
Wait, okay, please. Ask
you. You know, I'm sorry. I want to put it to coconut head. But there's something that was going on Twitter some while ago when they say that about this is madam and everything. They said, remember that when she was cheating on you, there's a time when the dick came out and she put it back inside.
That's how we
touch. There is.
There is no innocence. You'd rather be poor than let her give her a chance to trust her. This is what it is. I'm a star boy. The future of bride. So let's not forget that the future is bright.
How long is she going to wait?
Temporarily, I'm a seed I've been planted. I will germinate.
Okay, you know
where
what?
Go.
You know what? Coconut head.
Go on. I won't stop you from. What's it called? I won't make you not take that job over because it will be bad. I respect everybody.
But then you're still not giving her a choice in a way.
I'm telling you, I take the job.
And
be good for yourself and your family. I am thinking about my own self and my family.
And
because if
health.
You make me wrong, man, and my own family will suffer.
Exactly.
So, go.
Okay, you know lesson. What? I want to ask the ladies.
In the trenches.
I want to ask the ladies, will you take the job? You are broke as fuck. So, 7 years, no job.
There's no other job.
7 years, no money. Ah. You're stuck with this guy that wears just singlet and boxers.
Ah.
In the morning, you guys are looking for where to take a dump.
My boxers is expensive.
Like, life is hitting you left, right, center. I'm saying that you go out, you sell a corn in the morning. You sell corn in the morning, you don't sell more than 200 naira or 500 naira. On a day that is fantastic, you're selling 1,000 naira.
Now, that ex
came around, sees you and say, didn't we study together in June? Oh, you study so brand management. Oh, I'm trying to open a space up in maybe, let's say, Australia. I'm just, you know, giving it Dubai.
Knows,
let's say. And then he says, okay, I'll offer you so. But you know, you have to travel a lot. It's not like you travel with him all the time, but most of the time you have to travel with him, at least for the first part of the old training. You will say because of Dick and digmatization, you're gonna not take the job.
So you know sometimes I always try to be logical, and I always try to break down things into
small pieces.
So first of all, I'll ask him, can he travel along with us? No, like
a smoke banner. They just give you job, one carry man follow.
No. Just understand.
Okay.
Understand something, because don't forget that this person is supposed to be like my university mate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there are some things that it's not like normal boss that you just see one job for lucky face. So they call it taxi me travel. You understand? Because in this scenario, if your wife gets a job today and she has to be traveling all the time with her boss, but he's not her ex,
you would have let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not mean she will not still fuck the ex if she wants to fuck. Fuck the boss. Because he's my secondary school friend, and I'm like, can you find something for him to? Can he travel with us? These are just the first things I would think in my head, because seriously, life of penury is not beans. And it's not about saying God will do it. Faith without work is dead. That's my own motto. If you do not put hard work into what you are facing out, you know, go show. If you like, pray from that the end of your life, nothing will happen,
because
you have to stand up and make shit happen. So if I ask all these questions, he cannot travel with us, no. How long will I be traveling for? All these minor details, all these questions. Now you come down to your relationship. How strong is your relationship with the person? What are the trust issues you are currently facing? Because this is not something that I need to go and help somebody in Lekki face one. This is something that has to deal with money. This is something that has to deal with and what if God actually sent that person in your life?
Thank you.
So you have to also think too and say, as a person, do you want to wait on God? Do you want to? Because you are quoting the Bible. You have to also quote the Bible from the other side too. Do you? What is this the way that I'm going to leave this my situation that I'm in? Because the Bible says the thoughts are high of you. So if you go, we are broken up, okay, no wahala, I will go. But I promise you that if the job turns out to be real, and it turns out to be the thing that saves you out of that penury, that ex will come back.
No.
But then I won't accept him.
Exactly. I won't accept him.
I have to actually interject here. Listen. You guys need to bear in mind here that from the onset, the guy knew that it would be a great opportunity for her. He knew she would try. And he let her go with his blessing, because he understands the mind fuckery he would go through if they are always traveling. Exes, for God's sake.
Okay.
Sorry,
just 1 minute.
Dinners.
Excuse me.
Good and bad deals. Go for drinks.
Afterward.
Really, your problem is the sex, right? Wait, hold up. Your problem is the sex, number one. Then the attention that they would be having. Will you lack attention? No. A good woman will never make you lack attention, especially when she's far away. But then, you as a man, you masturbate. Do you masturbate in front of your wife? No. Are you not cheating in a way?
Does she not masturbate?
No, wait. Are you not cheating in a way? Are you not still pleasurizing yourself one way or the other? No, now.
So self-pleasure so what is cheating
is,
now.
So what is stopping you?
You have a new law that I didn't know about.
Let me tell you, people like you, if I love you so much, it's easy. We'll sit, we'll have a conversation. Because first of all, I'm taking that job whether you like it or not. That's one thing about me.
Decided.
So two, because I will never continue living in poverty with the hope of God will do it. Exactly. With a man. So it's two things. If you feel like we love each other enough and we feel like, okay, trust my Ben issue, Kappa will go our separate ways for some time. So that even if you assume I step with a boss, you won't be hurt because I'm not dating you at that point. At that point, and then when I feel like, okay, you are strong, go, oh, yeah, and then let's come back. So it's like when we come back in the relationship, we can't say I cheated on you because I didn't cheat on you. I didn't cheat on you. We're not dating.
It's like you guys are not hearing what me
are. So you not saying, oh, she has to get because of, and then no, you just this is have to me. Learn how to
said,
trust people.
I will
though.
Let you go. Yep. One, on my own part, and two, I actually love you. And if I love you enough, I won't do anything that will stifle or make your own future not soft. I know this is clearly a path that will carry you to where you want to get to. But I don't know if I'm strong enough to take
to be able to
I want to say
I want what's best for you. I want to progress.
Be great. Yeah. Be my guy, be now. You understand?
I have one more question, but I want Aisha to say what she quickly wants to say.
So here's my opinion. I feel like there's no right answer to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. I don't think that there is a playbook or a rule book as to how this thing should be done. Because if we ask women now how they would feel about it. Their boyfriend or their fiance's ex.
They already did that.
She knows that you know how to do a particular thing that will be for her company. She started people have to travel a lot together. And then he comes to tell you that my ex owns this company. She wants to hire me. Do this, do that. I'll be traveling with her a lot. But we will move from Dagada to Ikoyi in like a jiffy. Join us.
How much you say the job for me?
What
I don't,
you say?
Look, honestly, just, I'll tell him don't cheat on me. No, I mean, yeah, Jenny, don't cheat me.
But when I don't see cheat that, me. But when I don't see that you're cheating on me, I will leave you.
Simple.
Because that is just my life analogy. I will tell you that I am giving you all the trust, but when you start making me doubt you, that's all.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question, ladies. If you're not so over you ex offers your partner a job opportunity to change you guys' life, but you know they will both travel a lot together, how would you feel?
Your partner and your ex will be traveling a lot together.
Yeah.
Is there
not so over ex?
It's one of them bisexual.
No, it has nothing to do with sex
because
though.
That's the only thing.
Because that's the only thing I'll be worried about.
That's the only thing you'll be worried about.
Disrespect.
No, it's not even disrespect.
Let me hear what AY has to say.
What I'll be worried about is what are they saying about me?
One,
because first of all, this is someone that is not over me. What if he's telling my guys bad things and saying, if you know what she did to me when we were dating, that gets fair. Then the next thing we now broke up, and he now sees me with that my same ex. Job to love for another.
Or he decides to, you know, treat him like boy. You know, some people can be like that.
That's
disrespect. That's treat your current guy like boy.
Like, you know,
it would be really shit. Nah. But it's the boy thing. Whereby you guys won't even notice the boy thing until that's like eating.
But would you stop it from happening?
I don't think I'll be comfortable.
I can't be comfortable with it.
If that happened, you would say no. You don't.
Yeah. You know what? The devil I know is better than the angel I don't know. I'd rather have him do that with his ex, like the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't travel together, no problem. Trust. Take care of me. Don't cheat me. If you cheat on me, I'll find another problem. But you see, with my own ex
that has all of my secrets,
you know, there's some information
and my insecurities
and my insecurity. Thank
and
you.
Once that your husband has not seen.
Wait, let's ask the guys. You're not so over ex and your current. They're working together, traveling places. How would you feel?
I know you're just going to throw some.
why do you always think I have bad this thing?
All right. What do you guys think? You're not so over ex and your current. Working together, traveling together. You know, you should spend more time together than, you know, because of work.
So what was the sexual orientation of my ex?
Exactly. The same question.
Let's divide this.
And that? Then, am I invited on this
trip? When I first said that one.
My God, the world is so bad that
we have to say that one.
Of people's sexuality.
What is that orientation?
I don't care.
I don't know what you people want to buy.
No, she's straight.
Is she straight and curious?
Oh, wow.
She's straight.
You won't be concerned about what we were concerned about.
So you're trying to tell me she wasn't the one that went out one of those nights and came back to the housemate, and because she was so high, the housemate that was a girl in uni started sucking her breast.
Oh,
and
my
she moaned.
No, she's not that type of wife.
But the next morning, everybody woke up and did as if nothing happened.
No, not that type
they
of
both,
wife.
They both bumped Gucci's the night before, and everyone
came. Like, let it go. Let it go.
Supposed to be only fans.
All right, you guys should not use joke to cover the question.
No, I'll, like you guys said, I'll be a bit skeptical because like someone said, this is the only job in the world that you can get. That I'm like, I'm thinking, what are they going to think? What are they talking about me? Like, what maybe is my present girl trying to find out from my ex? What's hidden nuggets or something? Yeah. You know,
how is she trying to sabotage my relationship?
Because I'm not like women, they get agenda.
Of course!
So if you ask me to answer this question is in 2 ways, which is what I asked the first time. What is her sexual orientation? Is she bi curious? Is she
straight?
No, hold on first. Legit reason, fam.
She's straight curious.
Because if you help me know. Yeah, because at the end of the day, the minute they start traveling together, working together, they will talk, colleagues eventually open up to the each other. So, my ex, how was she? What kind of vibe that she had with me? Like, how did she with me? And then, now thinking about the fact that now your girl would obviously want to befriend her in a way so that she can get information about me and my past, like all my shit from this new one. So, nah, man, that one I can handle. If it's to be letting gossip, it doesn't stress me. I can handle that one. But I still need to know, especially if it's not a very, very devious ex, manipulative, and it's still by curious. make her break up with me.
God.
I still not. Do you know the worst thing? And I'm not trying to be sexist or something. Is for a man to lose a girl
to
another girl.
Yeah.
No, it's actually the worst thing for women.
Yeah, for women. Yeah.
It's actually the worst
thing.
I literally
just die.
Or lose a man for a man. The lady that you lost your ex, like your ex left you. Oh fucking hell, man!
I just saw a show like that
on Netflix.
Yeah, one of those I can't remember what country. The babe lost her boyfriend to her housemate, also her friend.
Oh.
And they were going to get married, man.
Oh shit!
Anyway, before the show ended, I think the two of them got married. The
two guys.
Yeah, two guys.
Mm. The gay guys. Yeah. Oh lord.
All right.
Okay, so anyway.
But this gives as a proper credence to my concerns. You guys see what I'm saying now?
Right.
Because it's the two ways, man. That first one is the main thing.
So, but you guys see how life is. No matter who we date or who we meet, we will always have the fear of losing to someone or losing someone to someone or losing yourself to someone, you know. Is that's we are ex and we're best friend thing. I still don't get the concept. Is cute, it's okay. I'm friends with, you know, some of my exes. But do we talk about deep things like my relationship? Hell fuck no. You know? So I feel like a lot of times a lot of us are stuck in that not so over you phase. A lot of us are actually stuck in that not so over you phase. That one relationship that we find ourselves in, just one tiny mistake from coming across this ex, your relationship is just going to dabaru. So anyway, it's been fun. Shout out to all our exes.
That's a lot of dedicated things today.
Shout out to them. We appreciate you people, but we can't do some certain things with you people.
Yeah.
But would you allow your kids have played it with your not to over ex?
Yeah.
What? Why are we like trying to?
Why are we trying to be connected?
Right. Come on.
Because some people can't be over each other, you know, right?
Yeah, but like have some respect for your spouse, darling.
But what if they go to school together and you guys don't
know? Why they go to school together?
And they're friends. No, you might not know now.
No, what if people are living in the same district?
Yeah, you might not know now.
No,
and then the kids are friends from school.
Yeah.
So what will happen?
Guy, My faith will not work that way.
Something difficult to answer until you find yourself in that situation.
In that situation, you know.
Sometimes there's never really a right answer.
Yeah. But actually, it would be scary for my kid to be friends with my not so over ex friend. And I don't know about it. And all of a sudden, one day, we find ourselves at a PTA meeting. And
that
then...
is why my Jesus promised me that he would not tempt me.
You're not giving anything that you cannot handle.
Yeah.
That's true. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for coming in for this one. Don't worry, everybody's got a reward after this. Are you finally going to do woo-hoo?
I hope it's that certain type of pizza.
I hope we're not going to mention.
Yeah, yes. No free advert.
If you want to know, if you want to know who you are, you want an advert. Just go and check some of our tweets.
Yeah,
exactly.
Drop the hints, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming to the Black Table.
Yeah, with a touch of brown.
Today, I hope that you guys will come again. Let's discuss more on, you know, what's happening in our life and how we can handle these things. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful month, and Nigeria will get better one day.
Amen.
That's a nice
Bye.
Way to end it.
Bye.